Security is tight in London, as it is across the rest of Europe, after so many terror attacks this past year. In France especially, security fears have translated into fewer visitors this summer. And that means businesses that serve tourists are feeling the pinch, as Emma Jacobs reports from Paris.
The streets of Paris are always much emptier in August. It's when Parisians clear out of the city for their long French vacations. But this year, certain neighborhoods popular with tourists are even emptier than usual.
On se croirait presque dans un épisode de Walking Dead.
You almost feel like you're in an episode of The Walking Dead, says Emmanuel Afonso. He sells hats, scarves, and other accessories on a street lined with other tourist shops, not far from Notre Dame.
Des fois, j'arrive le matin ici, j'ouvre à 11h, il n'y a personne.
Sometimes I arrive in the morning, I swear there's no one, he says. Not a noise, not a cat. And while some of that is the normal eeriness of Paris August, it is widely believed that the series of terror attacks around France has scared away visitors. Even with the Euro Cup soccer tournament that brought a lot of out-of-towners in July, Afonso estimates business at the hat shop has fallen 20 to 30% for the year. The numbers are down at museums and monuments, too, though there's still a long line across the plaza in front of Notre Dame. That's where I meet Anne McMillan-Wheel. She's from outside Manchester in the UK and says friends expressed concern about her trip.
When I said we were coming into Paris and they said, oh, you know, make sure you look after yourself and be careful. And I said, well,
she says there are risks everywhere these days, but she has been struck by the level of security on her trip. She first stopped at Disneyland Paris, where revenues, by the way, were down 11% this spring compared to the same period last year.
The Disney hotels now, you have to be body scanned. Whereas at Christmas we didn't. It's only since Christmas.
Across the street from Notre Dame, four soldiers in camouflage walk past several parked police cars. They're just a fraction of the security forces patrolling sensitive public spaces. Following specific threats, an artificial beach created by the city on the right bank of the Seine has become one of the most heavily policed spots in Paris. It's on a sunken highway that runs along the river. Police vans block each of the descending on-ramps. Blocking roadways like this has become a regular part of security since the truck attack in Nice. Past a fence, private security guards search visitors' bags. Groups of soldiers and police patrol with large weapons. Some days, there are also police dinghies going by on the water.
C'est plutôt rassurant.
The security is reassuring, says Eric Merure. He's director at the Péniche Marcunet, a bar on a barge moored just past the end of the fake beach. He says his business hasn't suffered. There are people who say all of this is creating anxiety and fear, but I find it reassuring, he says. That opinion is shared by many people here, though not all. Across the river, Elise Gosselin, at the counter of her father's souvenir shop, has mixed feelings about the armed patrols and the searches at the beach. It's very bizarre, she says, and it reinforces this underlying warlike atmosphere. The more there's a visible police presence, the more people have the impression that something's going on. But in most of the city, the atmosphere is nothing like this. Marie-Christine Forest, who works at another shop in the neighborhood, points out that even though many young people were killed in the Paris attacks in November, they continue to go to the outdoor cafes, she says, and I find that very courageous. I think the tourists who come here know the situation, she continues. I would say, bravo, tourists. In a way, you're showing that we need to continue to live, and that's a good lesson. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.